part of what I think is so interesting about having epiphanies is that I resist them, and anytime I think I'm having some sort of emotional or spiritual experience, I push against it as though I were falling off of a cliff and my life depends on me not sliding into this place of emotional loss of control. Yeah. It's really interesting to me because I was, you know, laying in bed on my laptop, minding my own fucking business, and, you know, listening to some sort of calming down end of the night music, and I suddenly had this sensation of just my heart being opened up, you know, and seeing inside this part of myself that I try to, I don't even think try consciously, I think just try by dint of not exploring it, you know, putting all of my relationships in my entire life into a context. And I know that that sounds impossible and it probably sounds ridiculous and I'm certain it doesn't make sense, but I had this unspooling, you know, backwards and forwards in my life and in the lives of people who've come through my life. And I realized that I've never had a relationship, a romantic relationship with anyone who has felt about me the same degree of intensity and connection that I have felt about them. And that kind of freaked me out. And so as this, you know, was kind of happening, I kept reaching further and further back and then forward again. And I would say, well, what about this person? And it was though I was reaching for them and looking into their eyes, and they were just sort of smiling and shaking their head and going, no, I mean, I loved you the best I could, but not the way you loved me. And then sort of flailing around and then finding someone else and then someone else and then someone else. And, you know, once or twice reaching someone and going, no, you didn't love me as much as I cared for you. And having to pull back from that, you know, because that has its own cold heat, you know, that inequality. That's not something I enjoy feeling either. And finally coming back to, I just say, you know, the embrace of my higher power and saying, you know, this is the truth, but it's okay. It doesn't mean that you won't have that. It just means that you need to see the way things are and the way things were so that you can know what you need. And that kind of sucks. It kind of sucks because I feel like I've been unfair to myself and possibly unfair to some other people who just couldn't be there in the way that I wanted. And I don't know, maybe I pushed myself to do things that that ultimately weren't healthy. I don't know how much to meta this, but I know that I think I really embraced my being submissive and wanting to be owned as a part and parcel of feeling as though it would give me a place to be safe in that unequal relationship. But now I see and I know and I realize, especially in my relationship with my God, that there's an infinite amount of passion and love available. And it might be that, yeah, I'm too weird or intense to connect with the people with whom I've been connecting, but it doesn't mean that that's true for everyone. And if I don't give myself the chance to be who I am, I won't find who I'm supposed to be with. Whatever the fuck that means. That's probably stupid. But I do feel connected with and deep love and loss and hope and sadness too, but a resolve about the people who've been in my life, because they all have been there for amazing moments. Sometimes amazing in a way that was uplifting, and sometimes amazing in a way that was, oh, so painful. But I thank God for them, you know. And I'm alive, right? There's more to come. There's more to come. All right, I gotta get to sleep. This is ridiculous. Ugh, now my nose is stuffed up too. That's not any good. That's not gonna help me sleep. Oh, Christ. Okay. Well, okay, I guess that's all for my epiphany for this month. And I hope you treat yourself well too, if you're listening to this, if I ever post this. I don't know. Good night.